I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Details today on church vandalisms in Turkey and how believers there choose to respond. Plus, the pandemic creates gospel opportunities for deaf church planters. Stick around to find your place in the story. First, on the program Worldview, Sat7 Turk condemned the recent vandalism of Armenian churches in Turkey. Joe Willey, Marketing and Communications Manager with Sat7 North America, says,
two churches were vandalized in Istanbul. The first church suffered an arson attempt. Now, after the arson attempt, another church was vandalized and had the cross removed. Now, the suspect reportedly made a statement to authorities blaming non-Muslims for the COVID-19 pandemic.
COVID-19 has caused a lot of fear and uncertainty in Turkey and other countries. Sat7 responded to the vandalism by calling for unity among religious and racial groups. The Worldview presenters turned to Acts chapter 10, the story of Peter and the sheet, and they encouraged viewers to see that God welcomes all people groups equally into Christ's kingdom. Willie asks Christians to pray for the brothers and sisters in Turkey and surrounding countries.
I think following this story, but also other stories on Sat7, will help raise a general awareness of difficulties that Christians face in the Middle East and North Africa. When you follow the plight of other Christians, it really does create empathy and your prayers become more focused.
In other news, Kenya has the third highest number of COVID-19 infections in East Africa. Christian workers adapt as cases keep rising and strict lockdown measures continue. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope tells us,
the situation in Kenya is really quite difficult. Several of their districts, four of them are in complete lockdown, meaning police are blocking the roads so people cannot leave.
Kenya Hope partners with local churches to care for vulnerable groups in remote communities. Right now, they're helping rural Kenyans survive day to day. Food in general is hard to find, and if people can locate it, most can't afford to buy it. Strictly enforced curfews make the process even harder.
Thankfully, the government has changed the amount, so it's now 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., which does give people a little bit more time to move back and forth. They don't use cars. They mostly are doing walking or using public transport. So it does take a lot more time for them to travel from point A to point B.
Together with local church partners, Kenya Hope delivers food and spiritual aid to the neediest families. $25 provides 2 weeks of food and supplies. Connect with Kenya Hope through links at our website.
Generous donors have allowed us to really minister to hundreds of families and getting them needed food. Pray that the country would be able to open up soon. Economy-wise, it's just really hurting people.
And last week, we told you about Door International's 30 for 30 campaign, which lets donors feed a deaf family for 30 days for a mere $30. But this new program doesn't replace pre-existing projects. In fact, Door's Rob Meyer says they can use existing projects to their advantage.
Door's 2x2 program trains up pairs of indigenous deaf leaders for a period up to 6 months, sometimes a year, in evangelism, discipleship, and church planting, in order to then launch them and provide follow-up and provide translated scripture for them to plant and begin to reach into their communities with the gospel.
These are leaders who already have their fingers on the pulse of their local communities. So when it comes to finding families who would benefit the most from Door's new 30 for 30 program, 2x2 leaders know exactly where to look.
These 2x2 leaders will actually go to a store, purchase foodstuffs that actually will last a long time, things like rice or beans or other local goods that can be stored for a long time. And they'll divide those up and then they'll bring those to the families physically.
Pray that families receiving these goods will see it as an extension of God's mercy and provision and be open to the gospel. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been. Your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and be the voice for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.